It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. Countless variations of the vampire have emerged from our popular culture, fed by the blood of global myths, folktales, and legends. Some are sparkly and sexy, others sinister and dangerous, others altogether monstrous. The Nosferatu vampire has come into its own, a pale, emaciated body with ghoulish features, bat-like ears, and a pair of elongated incisors for piercing the skin of their victims, rather than the elongated canine teeth found in so many other vampire depictions. While not always completely devoid of humanity, they tend toward the purely monstrous end of the vampiric spectrum. They have been consumed by their unnatural thirst, and this may leave them in a primal state, or one in which their human memories have faded gossamer thin. Naturally, this monster dates back to the 1922 silent German expressionist film Nosferatu, A Symphony of Horror, which in turn has been reimagined many times, including in the Werner Herzog 1979 film Nosferatu the Vampire. I find the Nosferatu particularly engaging in light of what we know of obligate sanguivores in the natural world, particularly vampire bats. It is a highly specialized diet, blood, and not at all an easy survival path. Unlike their insect and fruit-eating relatives, vampire bats cannot hibernate or migrate. They lack the fat store, so instead they must feed every night, lapping up 50% of their body weight in order to survive. So too, the Nosferatu seems shackled to its thirst. In the fifth edition of Dungeons & Dragons, the Nosferatu merits its own monster manual entry, separate from all the other blood drinkers. With a level 8 challenge rating, it's no pushover, but it's both powerful and in some ways fragile, hypersensitive to sunlight. It has a few different attack actions at its disposal, including blood disgorge, in which, quote, the Nosferatu vomits blood in a 15-foot cone. In doing this, it inflicts necrotic damage on any hapless hero in its way. In the natural world, scavenging vultures are known to disgorge their meals when threatened, perhaps to bribe the attacker or to lighten their load for an escape flight. This would be a fitting comparison for the Nosferatu. But the Texas horned lizard boasts an impressive defense as well. While its camouflage is generally quite effective, it can also shoot a stream of blood out of its eyelids with a range of up to 5 feet. According to the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation, the blood also contains a bitter chemical, possibly derived from ants in the lizard's diet, which predators such as coyotes find particularly distasteful. The lizard can use up to a third of its total blood supply in this counterattack, but it gets the message across. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.